They come from the depths of central Queensland, Australia.
It's a crocodile!
No.
It's Banksy and Pinky.
We got the Central Queensland CFM morning crew. Banksy and Pinky.
Good super mooning to you, Pinky.
Put your pants back on, Banksy. It's not appropriate.
No, but it sure is fresh.
Yeah, the super moon was all right.
It was bright.
Very bright, actually.
Large as I was expecting.
Yeah, but me too.
That's happening in the elliptical orbit in America this morning. They've got a big moon.
But still a stunning moon, and I think a lot of us were outside having a chat to it last night.
I think so too, thanks to all of those who posted on our Facebook page.
Yeah, definitely. Whatever pics you got last night, add them there. We'd love to see them. There's some good ones up there.
Yes, this morning we can let you know about Summer Beach House, how to get to Crowded House. It also falls upon us, Pinky, as the CFM morning crew, to interview our brand new general manager.
Oh, yes, indeed. Mm. Yeah. Well, you know, we have to give our final approval of the man.
Yeah, or else he's not getting across the
line. Yeah, basically.
We'll do that later this morning as well. And it's also clean out your refrigerator day.
Hey, good idea.
That's something worth talking about later as well.
It's kind of scary.
Oh, that journey to the fridge, and then you start looking in the back where it's a little bit dark. Oh, no.
It's Banksy and Pinky, the podcast.
Last night, the first Trump interview after he has been voted in.
Yeah.
President-elect Donald J. Trump, Pinky.
Yeah, lots of topics were covered, but I must say, the thing that stood out to me was the moment where he said he wasn't going to be paid to be president.
Are you going to take the salary, the president's salary?
Well, I've never commented on this, but the answer is no. I think I have to, by law, take $1, so I'll take $1 a year, but it's a... I don't even know what it is. Do you know what the salary is?
$400,000, you're
giving up. No, I'm not going to take the salary. I'm not taking it.
Wow, $400,000. No, I don't need it. Don't need it.
He doesn't need it. He's worth... online here, $4.5 billion. So even if that's not accurate, he's a billionaire. Let's just get that right, people.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, come on. He doesn't have to earn a single dollar rest of his life, because his money is working for him and it's making more money just by him going to bed.
Yeah.
He's not even having to do anything anymore.
He's just living, and it's rolling over, making the money. And
completely.
I guess that is going against everything you've ever heard about career politicians, and, you know, that's why they get into it, to make the money. That's what you start up a career.
In some cases, you'd be better off trying to be Taylor Swift, wouldn't you? I mean, they get $400,000 a year for 4 years.
That's my wildest dream.
You know, go through all that drama and stress. But yeah, like,
it's a love story I'd like to be on.
Stars make way more, but yeah, exactly. Yeah, there's money and greed, and yeah, and then they have the travel, and they rack up all this stuff to taxpayers. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so that's kind of like the general, we accept that. Kind of, okay, well, you get into a career to make money. Everyone does. But he's made his money. So is this career for the benefit of everyone else?
Look, he's still a big major businessman. So I'm not to think that he's not exactly tied up with a lot of people that run America in the business world, which is, you know, linked back to politics.
But making decisions to benefit
But at the same time, no, I think I give him a thumbs up. He's going to get paid $1 a year. To run America.
Wow.
Well, yeah. And you know what? He could take that pay because, of course, he's there doing a job, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But he's going to put that back into the country somehow.
Somehow.
What do you think about this? 13, 27, 10.
It's Banksy and Pinky, the podcast.
Check it out.
Like us on Facebook at CFMCQ.
What you think about Donald Trump's interview last night?
Are you going to take the salary, the president's salary?
Well, I've never commented on this, but the answer is no. I think I have to, by law, take $1, so I'll take $1 a year, but it's a... I don't even know what it is. Do you know what the salary is?
$400,000, you're giving
up. I'm not going to take the salary. I'm not taking it.
Groundsman in the Glendale, what do you reckon about the Trump interview last night? He says, I'll take a dollar instead of that $400,000 presidential salary.
Well, he probably earns probably $800,000 or $900,000 every year, and through... you know, no fault of his own. He is a billionaire, and if he wants to do the dollar a year, and I hope he does, he will prove a lot of critics wrong.
Yeah. Well, did it change your opinion of him hearing the interview last night?
Well, listen to some of the things that he said. You know, originally, he put in for the job as a joke, and it backfired on him. He got elected.
It's a bit like those people that are like, oh, I just entered Big Brother for a dare, and now I'm on it.
Now I've got a whole career out of it.
And that was the thing, because he did it because you look at some of the stuff that he come up with during his campaign, it was never going to happen. And if he did ever do it, someone would shoot him.
Yeah,
he said, oh, I'm not doing this and I'm not doing that now. So, you know, and he's come out and said, you know, he was bucking around when he first said it. But I don't think the public realised that the joke has actually backfired. Now he's actually won the position. He's got to have to work it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's his new campaign song for the presidency is the Bee Gees' I Started a Joke, which started the whole world laughing.
Well, Groundsman, my husband did read an article that said that Trump probably won't last because that kind of work life is not his lifestyle. So he might just Trump on out of the office because he goes, oh, I can't do another meeting. What do you mean another meeting?
Yeah, I honestly reckon he'll do a good job.
Yeah.
And I hope he does, and he proves everybody wrong. He is a billionaire through his own right from investments, working the work, and working people. And he's worked all other regimes of government across the world and made money out of it. So I can't see why he can't do the same with the American economy.
Yeah, he's already got big bags of cash at home, and now it looks like he's got big bags under his eyes too. It's going to be a tough one, Donald J. Trump.
It's a tan, not an orange.
It's Banksy and Pinky, the podcast.
We have such an idyllic lifestyle in central Queensland, but it's always nice to go elsewhere.
Yeah, say to a summer beach house in Noosa or Byron Bay.
Two words. Road trip. I love a road trip.
I like, I would choose Noosa out of this. See, the thing is, you get to actually choose which summer beach house you want to go to, one in Noosa or one in Byron Bay.
I would go to Byron Bay because Bernard Fanning lives there. Plus, I love spending $20 on a green smoothie.
See, there you go. No, I would definitely be in Noosa, you know, sometime in Hastings Street, around for the morning brunches that turn into long lunches, that sort of stuff.
Yeah, hanging down at Noosa River. Yeah. That's always good.
I tell you, I would kick back and I would just turn on the tunes.
Summer breeze makes me feel fine.
Oh, yeah, living it up.
Take me back to the platters of pickled onions, cabana and chunks of cheese.
Yeah, summer like beach
1970
house.
Again.
With the summer breeze. Maybe you could make it your...
Oh, wow. Here we go. Very cute. Look, we've got two of these amazing holidays to give away for you to enjoy throughout summer. All you need to do is head to the website, cfmcq.com.au, to enter. Plus, we're throwing in some spending money so you can take care of your guests who are obviously going to visit because you're going to show off. Come and check out my beach house. Yes, yes. We've got a beach house. Yes, yes. We just never told you about it.
I'm sorry. I'm way too distracted by Cliff Richard here.
What?
It's great. Sorry, I need something less distracting.
Oh, wow. It just keeps going.
Tell you what.
I think they got the message. Just remember to hose everyone down before they come inside. You know, sand? Oh, sand inside a beach house.
Sand.
It just drives you troppo.
It gets everywhere. Mate.
It's Banksy and Pinky, the podcast.
Check it out.
Like us on Facebook at CFMCQ.
We were having a really interesting conversation yesterday after the show that leads me to ask the question, have you a funeral song organised? Look, yes.
And how did this come about, Banksy?
Well, we were sitting here yesterday and then on the radio all of a sudden comes a great Glass Tiger song. And it's playing in the background. Yeah, we're sort of humming away, carrying on. And I said to Piggy, I go, oh, this is Jade's funeral song, actually. And we went, what?
Yeah, what?
It's a song that she has said to me, I want this song played at my funeral.
Jade.
Completely changes the context of the song.
Cool. So, yeah. Because what, she needs you to be reminded that you need to miss her? Is that how she's feeling?
I guess. I don't bother trying to understand. I just listen and go, uh-huh, yep,
So she's got a song picked out. Do you have a song picked out that you want her to play at your funeral?
I do.
What is it?
U2's All I Want Is You.
Oh, wow. It's so despo.
Yeah, I know. Well, see, I... It's actually been a song that I've wanted to have at my funeral for a long time,
right.
Ever since it came out. The film clip, like the circus act, people, they die, and I don't know, just ever since then, I thought, I want that song
played I've got
at my
a
funeral.
Song suggestion for Jade to play at your funeral. It's from D-Ream.
Oh, yes.
Turn up.
No. That's me.
Is that too harsh? Anyway.
Harsh but fair.
Have a song picked out for my funeral. I have made a will because I felt that I really needed to have that sorted now that I'm a mum.
No, you need your funeral song organised more than your will. Come on.
It would be a Bernard Fanning song. It would be either Sunsets or Blue Toowong Skies.
Oh,
it's
nice.
Just Bernard Fanning, please.
You just want Bernard Fanning.
Yeah, if I have to leave this world, at least Bernard Fanning can sing me out. That would be good.
After I said this to Ping, she's like, oh, I don't have a funeral song organised kind of thing. And maybe Bernard Fanning, like you just said then. But
nothing in particular.
No, people do have songs they want, specifically songs they want played at their funeral.
It's Banksy and Pinky, the podcast.
The funeral songs that are a bit more joyful and celebrating the life that was, or maybe amusing.
Yeah, like my wife's funeral song. Bit of Glass Tiger for you.
Jade's so funny. She's like, don't forget me, Banksy. That's an order.
You better not.
That's
okay, I won't.
I prefer the one I picked for you, actually.
I'm just wondering if there's a subtle message about remarrying in there.
Yeah, you've been told. Have been told.
Look, sometimes it can be a dire conversation, but sometimes it can be just a little bit of fun. You know what? Funeral songs. Everyone's got one organised. At some point in your life, you've gone, that's the song I want.
Yeah, no, see, I didn't really do that yet.
No? 13, 27, 10. Everyone has one. Steve, have you?
Yes, Take the Beatles in My Life.
Oh, tidy song, sir.
Wow.
Yes, memories, friends.
Yeah, and how would everyone respond if that song was played at your funeral? Well to it, do you think?
It depends on what's on the slideshow at the time.
I think they might be crying.
Yeah, well, you'd hope so.
Oh, dear. I don't know.
Just a hot tip.
No, that's good. And how long have you had that organised as your funeral song?
Many years. At least 10, 15.
Well, so people besides Banksy, myself, and the rest of CQ know about this?
Yes.
Oh, good. Yeah, okay. All right. That's okay.
I think of the part where it says lovers. I think I have to have the wife's picture. But yeah.
Oh, you're just making this heart-wrenching. That's the idea. Thanks for the call. See, I told you, people have funeral songs. Who's this?
Bernie, Banksy and Pinky Easton.
Good, mate.
What's your song, Bernie?
The Angels. Am I ever going to see your face again?
And do you want everyone to sing the next line?
I love it.
Oh, you betcha, baby.
You know what? I expected that from Bernie.
That's a good one. Yeah, I like it.
CFM, who's this?
That's a Groundsman.
What funeral song have you organised for yourself, Groundsman?
I've actually got a couple. Cats in the Cradle.
Nice.
Played throughout the thing. A lot of Cat Stevens stuff.
That's sad.
And as I'm going down the tunnel of the fiery hell, it'll be Beds Are Burning.
Oh, Midnight
That's
Oil.
That's a good one, yeah. Cool. Is there a prize for the best Peter Garrett impersonation at the funeral?
I won't be awake to see it, will I?
I'd say that would be Groundsman once he gets into that fiery inferno.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
I like it.
No, anything by Cat Stevens,
yeah, he's
a fiddler.
But it's something you've had organised for a while, yeah?
Yeah. Well, I often thought about it, and, you know, you're sort of sitting around moping some days and think, you know, that'd be a nice song to be played at a funeral.
Oh, no. Let's get another call.
Good morning, CFM. Who's this?
Yeah, it's Cracker. There you go. I'm back.
Dubious, Cracker. What song would you have at your funeral?
Turn Me Loose by Love the Boy, mate.
Hey, that's actually all right.
Yeah, I like it.
Have you had this one decided for a while?
Yeah, for a long time, mate, eh?
Yeah, I think everyone's just like, yep, I think Turn Me Loose just sums up Cracker straight up.
I'm thinking Eye of the Tiger would be a good one too.
Oh, good, I know. Good to hear that you're going to get a dollar pay rise anyway. Have a bloody great day, guys.
It's Banksy and Pinky, the podcast.
Check it out.
Like us on Facebook at CFMCQ.
People have funeral songs already organised for themselves. CFM, who's this?
This is Jamie.
You have a funeral song, Jamie?
Oh, yes, I definitely do.
Ooh, what is
for
it?
For years now, I've had Bat Out of Hell lined up. And when they press the button for me to go down the hallway thingy,
yeah.
That's when all the motorbike engines rev up.
Oh,
and Bat Out of Hell.
Cool, yeah. Mate.
So that's the one.
Are you a Meatloaf fan or you just want to punish everyone who's left?
No, I'm a Meatloaf fan.
Okay.
Plus I'm a motorcyclist, so it goes well together.
That is awesome. I love it.
Okay.
That's sensational. Thanks for the call. Well, and I hope I don't hear that song anytime soon, if you know what I'm saying.
True, yes.
Right. CFM, who's this?
This is Reese.
You've got a funeral song too, Reese. How long have you had it organised?
Oh, it'd be a couple of years, mate.
Yeah, what is it?
Nelly Furtado, All Good Things Must Come to an End.
Oh, you good thing.
That's all right. And Nelly can sing too,
yeah,
I tell you.
That is a good song.
Yeah.
Indeed, yeah.
Was it like, as soon as you heard it, this has to be my funeral song?
Oh, a little bit sadistic like that, yeah.
We all have those feelings. Derek, have you a funeral song organised?
Well, can I just tell you, it's not mine. It was my old aunt that died about 30 or 40 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And she was a spinster all her life, and she built up quite a big business for one woman. And she requested that as the coffin was going through the down through the curtains, she wanted the Frank Sinatra song, I Did It My Way.
Oh, brilliant song.
Suited her, huh?
But what happened was they queued it up on the wrong track as the coffin was disappearing down through the curtain, everyone crying. They pressed the button and up came The Lady Is a Tramp, and they couldn't turn it off.
Oh, that's awesome.
Turn it off and everyone's watching and this thing... The lady is a tramp. So anyway, that's my little story.
I just want to know,
that's funny.
What was that song doing in the system in the first place?
Murphy's Law, mate.
Who plays that
Murphy's
at a funeral? Law.
It's the Morning Crew.
Banksy and Pinky, the podcast.
Check it out.
Like us on Facebook at CFMCQ.
We need to go walkies with the show, Pinky.
Yeah, it's week 9 of Kick the Kilos with the Gladstone Observer and the Morning Bulletin.
Yeah.
And we're actually having to walk and clock up the kilometres competing against other regions in Queensland.
I can tell you Sunshine Coast is still way out in front, all right? That's okay. Whatever. Let's move past that.
Yeah, we just have to hold our positions, which is about 4th place for Rockhampton and about 9th place for Gladstone, I believe.
7th, actually.
Oh, cool.
For Gladstone.
Okay,
yeah,
and there's
yeah.
about 13 regions. Anyway.
Yeah, but we have to beat Mackay. I only want to get Gladstone and Rocky in front of Mackay. It's a bit of a task, so we're doing what we can to help with Kick the Kilos. Get that Strava app. Any sort of walking you're doing between now and... when it finishes, which is only a couple of weeks,
yeah,
you need to clock up on that Strava app.
And you need to add the club. So you join a club, which is whichever newspaper
Morning
you want
Bulletin
to join
or Observer,
in, and that
yeah.
way they collect your data.
Mm.
Yeah.
So we'll go out, take the show for a bit of a walk. We'll have a bag, no worry, just in case it drops things along the way.
Oh, like, yeah, right. You know,
you've
got to get a fine.
No,
and you'll be a responsible show owner.
I think it's always a goal to be that eventually.
So we're going to be walking the show around Rockhampton on the 28th of November, which is a Monday.
Monday the 28th, yep. And in Gladstone, Wednesday the 30th of November. So start getting that into your diary because we would love for you to come walkies with us.
Yeah, join us and feel free to let us know any suggestions you might have for us during the walk.
Had a cracker yesterday.
Yeah, we did. David came through and suggested we get RSPCA to help us walk some of the dogs that they're trying to have adopted out.
I'm an ambassador for the RSPCA.
Yeah, we'll
get in
touch with them. So if you have a reason you'd like to join us, let us know. But otherwise, yeah, feel free to just join us in the next couple of weeks.
That's it. Monday the 28th, we walk Rockhampton. Wednesday the 30th, we're walking Gladstone.
It's Banksy and Pinky, the podcast.
The future of turtles nesting on Curtis Island. Island about to get a lot better. They're starting up a turtle census.
Oh, what's that? How does that work?
Well, don't ask the Australian Bureau of Statistics. They don't know how to do census.
Oh, so they don't go online and fill out a form?
Yeah.
That's good to know.
Waiting online all night for it to crash and stuff.
You thought turtles were slow? Well...
actually the Bureau, even slower than the turtles they're watching. No, it started up on November 1. It'll continue through till March of next year. It's a monitoring program so that they can have a look at the turtles, how many are nesting, how many are coming back again.
Awesome.
All that sort of stuff. So, yeah, if this goes well, I think the ABS might be in for a bit of a game. It's on.
It's Banksy and Pinky, the podcast.
Check it out.
Like us on Facebook at CFMCQ.
It's Clean Out Your Refrigerator Day today.
There we go.
So get to it. Hurry up and tell us on 13 27 10, what's the oldest thing you've managed to find whilst you're cleaning out your fridge? You know there's something in the deep, dark depths of that fridge, down the back, bottom shelf. It always happens.
You know, whoever has the oldest thing in their fridge in Central Queensland, Banksy, there's a prize. You get to win the mouldy lunch that's in the fridge here at CFM.
Yes.
That's what you can win.
Yeah, look,
there's a couple in there. They're growing. It's gross.
Yeah, look, yeah. Again, apologies about that. I got hungry midway through last year. I thought I might eat it. Didn't. Okay, so that's
huge.
Clean out your fridge day. Pinky, let's clean out your fridge right now. I've got your husband Mick's phone number already half put into the system here.
Wow.
Into the phone. We're going to call him right now. We're going to find out what's the oldest thing in your fridge,
gee,
okay?
Thanks for the preparation.
That's all right. That's okay. It should be ringing. Okay. Taking your calls on 13 27 10 as well this morning. Here we go.
Good morning.
Hey, how you going?
Hey, Mick.
Oh, hello, Banksy. How are you?
I'm well.
Hey.
Your wife may have said hello as well.
Hello. Yeah.
Whatever. Hey, you know how you've been away?
Yeah.
Well, it's International Clean Out Your Fridge Day, and to my embarrassment, Banksy decided we should get my fridge checked out.
Yeah, Mick, right. you need to clean out the fridge, but we want to find what the oldest thing is in there.
Mm. Right.
So can you go to the fridge right now?
Something I've probably forgotten about when you were away.
The oldest thing in the fridge.
Go right to the back, down the bottom, usually.
Oh, hello. Here it is. Ooh. It is lemon curd.
Lemon curd?
Lemon curd.
Oh, yeah, that needs to go in the bin.
What? How long ago was that used, Mick?
That would have been when... why would that be, Pinky? Tell us why we have lemon curd in our fridge.
We had that back in Melbourne.
You brought it with you.
Well, I didn't pack up. I didn't do the move. So I guess you brought it, Mick. Why did you bring it with you?
None of us eat lemon curd. Lemon curd's old person food.
My grandma used to make it, and
your mum buys it when she comes to visit, and then it's in the fridge until she visits again.
There we go.
So we're looking at this thing being at least 12 months old? Or?
Yeah, I'd say so.
Yeah, when we first moved to you, so it's January. It's been there since January.
Oh, okay. I think it's time to clean out the rest of the fridge as well.
Yeah, and then also I'm throwing away some vegetables that I bought before I left. Been in the fridge since I went away and haven't been touched.
Which vegetables?
Broccoli.
It's because we were eating spaghetti bolognese.
Happy clean out your fridge day.
Yeah, have fun doing that. Guys. Love you.
Lemon curd.
Lemon
what?
Curd.
It's Banksy and Pinky, the podcast.
Check it out.
Like us on Facebook at CFMCQ.
That lemon curd, it's binned already.
Well, you're just cleaning out the whole fridge though.
Yeah, yeah. Continue on with that throwing out of the old stuff in the fridge. And we're trying to find the oldest thing in Central Queensland fridges right now on 13 27 10. I mean, you know, there's what's in our fridge here as a prize on offer.
I opened that fridge the other day and I almost lost my stomach. When I smelt it.
And that's
it's
why,
really bad.
That's why we have Clean Out Your Refrigerator Day today.
Schedule it in.
And on 13 27 10, CFM, who's this?
Hey, Banks, it's Danny. How are you?
Good, Danny. What's the oldest thing in your fridge right now?
In the fridge downstairs, I have some Baby Bell cheeses that had a use-by date of 2010.
Oh, wow. You've almost already won the rotten lunch in our fridge.
Oh, no, we use them every year at Christmas time.
What for? Doorstops?
No, we put the Baby Bell cheeses in the nativity scene.
Oh, gotcha.
Oh, well, that's That's sweet and stanky all in the same
breath.
Yeah,
that's okay.
Well, Merry Christmas to you and your cheese.
Yeah, you too. Yeah.
Thanks. Have a cheesy Christmas.
That's brilliant. You're our front runner so far. CFM, who's this?
Good morning, mate. It's Ray here.
Of course it is. Ray, what about you?
Mate, look, yesterday I got breakfast, of course, and I decided I'd have some Promite, and I pulled out the jar of Promite, and I thought, gee, this thing must be old, eh? I don't know how long it lasts for. We've been here nearly 4 years in this house, and we brought it with us from the other house we were in.
That stuff lasts forever, though. So much salt in it.
Well, it doesn't have a use-by date on it, so it must be forever.
You just got to wonder with things that don't have use-by dates. I'm like, really?
Yeah, you just keep using it. It's still fine. Oh. There's nothing wrong with it.
Enjoy your breakfast.
I'm more of a Vegemite man. CFM, who's this?
Laren.
What's the oldest thing in your fridge?
It's some icing and decorations off our wedding cake.
Oh, yeah. How old are they?
From 2000.
16 years. Good morning, CFM. Who's this?
Bernie. Thank you.
Bernie, what's the oldest thing in your fridge right now?
Well, as of yesterday, I threw it in the bin. Been in the fridge. It's used by date. It's tamarind paste. Used by date was 2012.
Oh, nice.
I kid you not.
Good job throwing that out, mate.
And you did it prematurely, too. You should have waited to clean out your fridge, day. You could have won the mouldy, stanky thing that's in our fridge.
But I just checked my cupboard. I got something even better.
What?
I got an AM Thai satay sauce used by the 30th September 2013.
Woohoo! Doing well there, Bernie.
I give you stuff because I like spicy food, but I never use it. So now look, I just binned it. There you go.
There you go.
Thanks, Bernie.
Finally, the bin. Some relief.
Dan, good morning. What's the oldest thing in your fridge?
Well, it's going to be a bit embarrassing, but it's a gobstopper that's about 15 years old. An everlasting gobstopper I bought in Chermside in Brisbane. Yeah, very long time ago.
And why do you still have it?
Because I haven't finished it yet.
You're actually still planning to finish it.
It's a fairly large one, and I, every now and again I just bring it out and then sort of give it to the dog.
What's the size of it? Like a tennis ball?
About the size of a ping pong ball.
Oh my goodness, that is huge.
You've stopped my gob. I'm in awe of that.
You've made Willy Wonka proud.
Oh, well, you know how it is when you're a young kid. You think, I can do anything. This dog's got a white laugh. Well,
I know, that big swirly lollipop that is in the fridge for way too long.
Yeah.
You're never going to have it, but just in case.
Well, I had one of those, but I decided to have fun with that and use it as a tennis racket.
Oh, thanks so much, Dan.
You win our stanky food in our fridge here and a Gus coffee to sweeten the deal as well. Well done, sir. That's a 16-year-old gobstopper.
It's Banksy and Pinky, the podcast.
We have a new general manager starting here today at CFM, Matt Wex. He is starting here, and you know when you have a new person, particularly the boss, start at a workplace, you're like, will I get on with him? What's he going to be like? Yeah. Will he be harsh? Will he be like casual? Yeah. It's always a very dubious time when someone new starts, particularly your boss.
Does he like playing Alex Kidd?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, or is he more of a Nintendo man? Like, these things we need to ask.
Yeah, so for very selfish reasons, we thought we would get down to his office and meet him and introduce ourselves before everybody else in the building got in his ear.
Our new general manager, Matt Wex, takes on a Banksy and Pinky interview.
Matt, hey.
Hey, how you going?
What up?
Hey, Matt.
Hey, how you going? Banksy? Yep.
Nice to see you again.
Pleased to meet you.
Pinky, the Thanks better half.
This isn't being recorded, is it?
Yes, it is.
Yes.
Yeah.
For quality and
training purposes.
Yes.
Full disclosure.
Correct. Yeah.
You're starting here. You're brand new.
Yeah.
Can you work with Banksy and Pinky is the questions we need to find out from you, Matt.
Well, it's early
days.
Won't
take much of your time.
Certainly, yeah. I think Pinky would be great to work with. Banksy, the jury's still out on you.
Okay, well, let's put this jury to work right now.
I'm liking this guy so
Find
far.
Out if we can work with you is the more important thing. So we've got a couple of questions we want to ask you.
I'll start with the most important question first. What Netflix show are you marathoning at the moment?
I've had the opportunity to catch up on Game of Thrones. So
yes.
I started watching Series 5. 5 with my wife and then had to backtrack and watch series 1 through 4 so I knew what was happening.
Yeah. Ah. So you know when I'm walking around the office saying, you know nothing, Jon Snow! You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, yeah. Cool. I can see some Khaleesi in you, Pinky.
Yeah, there we go.
My first question, what's your team?
The Broncos.
Matt, what do you like in the kitchen with food?
Look, I do a very good spag bog. I do a good curry.
Mm-hmm, good.
I like curry.
Bacon and eggs Sunday mornings.
Cool.
So, not a master chef by any stretch of the imagination.
No, there's a tick.
Yep. I'm thinking house parties are going to be tasty at Matt's place. What about soccer? Do you have a team? Are you into soccer?
Yeah, I'm sports mad, so I'll follow the Brisbane Roar.
Oh, good man, good man.
I'll follow Man U and the EPL.
Really? I'm a Liverpool man.
Yeah, oh, that's good. You and I are going to get along great.
Well, this is starting very good at
the
moment.
Should I be scared? Yeah. Matt, going by your appearance and just being really judgy, you seem fit. What do you do to keep fit?
Liquid diet.
Like green smoothies?
Yeah, yeah. Kale.
Lemon detox, I think that. Music, we are a station that plays the greatest hits.
Absolutely.
What's your favourite band? What are you into? What did you grow up on?
Seattle Grunge. So.
Oh, yes. Pearl Jam, Nirvana, Mudhoney, that sort of
thing. That's Line Up Daughter, right?
Soundgarden, Alice in Chains.
Love the Chili Peppers, not Seattle Grunge, but love Coldplay.
Yeah.
And I've got 2 young girls that listen to a lot of Top 40, so...
There you go.
Of course they do.
Great.
Social media, are you on Facebook, Instagram? What's your preferred social media platform?
Yeah, I am on Facebook, yes, yeah, but I don't Snapchat, I don't Instagram, the time of the day.
So you would understand when I don't get back to that friend request for about 3 months, that's all right with you?
That's fine, Banksy.
Excellent.
I have a policy and no colleague friend policy.
That's a pretty good policy, actually.
I have the same thing, but it's just not a policy.
Well, it helps me help you to stay employed.
See, there are good things happening here. What about your pets, mate? What do you have any pets?
Yeah, we've got a 6-month-old chocolate Labrador called Rolo.
I've got a chocolate Labrador called Chewbacca.
Twinsies.
Girl or boy?
Boy.
Okay, well, they can have a boys' day out somewhere at the park sometime. Okay, this is going all right. The one question, though, that is going to seal this deal is coffee.
Yeah.
How do you like your coffee?
I am one of these very odd human beings that don't drink coffee or tea.
You know, Matt, it's been lovely talking to you, but it's at about this point that we swipe left.
Swipe left.
And
swipe
we will keep on perusing for a new general manager.
No coffee.
Have a great day, nothing personal.
Yeah, no OJ's my coffee, so...
Yeah, this ain't going to work.
It gets worse.
Good luck in the next gig, Matt.
It's Banksy and Pinky, the podcast.
Check it out.
Like us on Facebook at CFMCQ.
Ed Sheeran, how good is that guy? He's just a legend of music, and then, you know, he looks like he'd be a nice bloke to boot, you know?
Oh, definitely, yeah.
Yeah, well, I can confirm the nice blokety of Ed Sheeran. He is giving up his closet for Princess Kate's hospice charity.
Right.
Yeah, now, the hospice charity backed by Princess Kate is set to benefit from Ed Sheeran and his mother cleaning out all of his closet clothes.
Oh, hello, Eminem.
Yeah, cleaned out my closet. So some of the things that you can expect to buy to aid East Anglica's Children's Hospital are a Burberry tuxedo.
Wow.
The one that he wore at the 2013 Grammys.
That'd fetch a bit.
Yeah. We've also got in that Burberry tuxedo a $20 bill and a taxi company business card that just happened to be in the pocket at the time. It's apparently the main attraction.
Oh, very good.
At this site. So he's offering up outfits, memorabilia.
Yeah.
It's all being auctioned for a great charity. Look, they started doing this, looking through his closet, about 3 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
They've already found T-shirts, skinny jeans, and they're still counting up his checkered shirts. it's an ongoing process.
That was the Banksy and Pinky podcast.
Check them out at cfm.com.au.
Or don't.
No pressure.